Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Monday, and we are back at Gillette Stadium after a Patriots loss yesterday in extremely frustrating fashion. We will be joined by Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, momentarily here at Gillette Stadium. And then we'll talk to Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 on all things New England Patriots and your It was right there for you, Curtis. You talked about it at the start of the show. One that you still had a chance to win at the end of that football game. If Pop Douglas were focused on where he was and what he needed to do, then maybe you keep that drive alive. So,
and you and I have fun with Mac at the expense of Shime at times.
Yes.
But what Mac Jones did yesterday is something we're waiting for Drake May to really do, which is take his team back in a fourth quarter. In a consistent basis where there's not turnovers. And this team now, it's been three head coaches, 3-16 in their last 19 games in this building. 3-16 in their last 19 games at Gillette Stadium. That is horrific. That is all time. That is early 90s Patriots bad. And it's the people have changed. The GMs have changed. The coaches have changed. But the undisciplined play continues.
But when you look at Drake specifically, are you out on him fully? Because
no,
I look
at
those back-to-back games, and I'm fully in on Drake May. I feel very confident in him moving forward.
Well, I think you see flashes of what he can be. And we'll find out momentarily from the head coach all about that. Mike Vrabel is brought to you on a Patriots Monday by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. Hey, Coach.
Morning.
Frustrating to watch, so it must have been even more frustrating to coach that one yesterday.
Well, you know, it's never frustrating to coach it. It's frustrating to watch it. You know, I mean, you're in the moment, and you're trying to, you know, keep everybody together. You're trying to get some stops. You're trying to focus on the situation, you know, so it's never frustrating to coach it. It's frustrating to watch it.
I'm sure happy with at least from a perspective of those guys not giving up, not getting frustrated by the turnover.
No, I mean, we can polish the turd however we want to. and just understand that, you got a 5% chance to win a game where you have that many turnovers. The average margin of victory in those instances is probably 18 points. And to think that we still had a chance. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. There's stuff that's very detrimental, obviously. And we have to, we got to correct it. And we have to be able to move on. But we have to be able to coach it and acknowledge it and then fix it.
First 5 turnover game for the New England Patriots since 2008, and I think you were playing in that game. I don't know if you remember it. That's a long time ago.
I don't. I'm pretty sure I didn't have one of them, which was probably a good thing.
Yeah, no, that is a good thing. Yes, absolutely a good thing.
Mike, take us through the operation, because we've been sitting here and we've been kind of discussing the Pop Douglas play. It looks like that they bring a blitz, and Drake May got to get the ball out hot. Looks like Pop could be running a little flat route. Is there something where he should have went a little bit deeper, or because of the blitz, it caught him in that position? What happened on that 4th-and-2 play?
Well, I think I think we just have to make a great decision. We have to, in those vice tackle situations, we've talked all along about knifing, about knowing where the sticks are. We had a couple examples, especially last week. We had some examples yesterday. You know, you probably just have to be able to knife and get what you need and know where you're at and be able to get to the sticks. Again, you just can't, those are tough to try to circle those guys up in that situation.
Realize where he might have been on the field? Like, shouldn't he be thinking about that pre-snap? Okay, here's where the first down marker is, and this is where I need to
get
to.
I think we're close. We probably just need to get another revolution, and then if we're not, if we stop, we have to be able to knife. We have to be able to get the yardage that we need. So, certainly want to be able to get to the sticks, and if we're not, and we're not matched, be able to sit down, which he did, and then during the, being able to knife through the defender or get a half a yard.
I know after the game yesterday, when you were asked about Ramondre Stevenson, you said that you guys need to fix it when it comes to ball security. But this has been an issue for him under Bill, under Gerard, now under you. How do you fix something like that?
Well, it starts with everybody else. It starts with him, but it also starts with the protecting the guy with the ball. And so we'll have to do a better job of that. If you look at the second guy coming in or somebody else's making a play or not finishing, certainly it's easy to look at the guy with the ball, and that has to be where it starts. And our technique, but it's also it's got to be put on everybody else to make sure that they're protecting the guy with the ball, and that the guys aren't coming off of plays late and diving in there or trying to avoid those. Just as you can see, there's times where they can make the guy miss when you can see him, and then when it's the guy that you don't see. And we have to protect him from the guy that he can't see him and be able to block. So it goes on all of us. It goes on everybody out there, and then we'll keep repping it. And just unfortunate.
3 pass plays at the end of the half from the 2-yard line with 3 timeouts. Why?
Well, there was some called alerts, right? And I think just getting into a play that gives us the best chance, they loaded us up pretty good. And it was, and Drake canned it, to one or had an alert for a run if we had a favorable look. And I didn't hate the calls. Again, certainly the execution has to be better. Knowing what we're going to get down there from them, having a good idea. Just as the same way as they came back and blitzed us on the other fumble, right? And so you want to make sure that you have bodies in there, that you have pieces in there, and that if they one-up you and they go with a defense that brings blitz zero, that you have options. And again, we didn't execute down there. So, we'll have to stay sound and try to predict what they're going to do and give everybody options just like we did. Last week we got the look that we wanted. We were able to plow it in there. And this week we weren't able to score.
I know you said on this show last week or the week before, penalties not a key indicator when it comes to winning or losing, but you sounded frustrating halftime-wise interview about the penalties on this team.
Well, it's the ones that, again, that are third down, and you're not all penalties, right, are created equal. And so certainly the ones that are critical that extend drives or give them, the ball, the technical errors. I think that you can be going hard and playing hard and have a mistake and jump off sides. And then the technique that doesn't get fixed is frustrating. The technique that we choose and the things that they're looking for, I think that those are the things, again, the ones that extend drives on third down. We had a couple of those defensively. You know, and then there were times where I'd, you know, look at Carlton. I thought he played with good technique, good defense, and was looking and playing the football, and she chose to throw a penalty, and maybe we could agree or disagree, but we move on. It's just the...
How is that possible with the ball landing 5 yards out of bounds?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask them, too. That I'm with you. That one. I said four. Yeah. I wrote four down, and you said five. I wrote 4 yards down. So, you know, again, I've heard that they use that big white stripe, that if it lands outside of that, that maybe it was uncatchable, but they didn't see it that way.
When was the last time we seen a pass interference where they actually said it was uncatchable? I feel like
just the Chiefs game.
Yeah, don't do it. But Mike, and the interception, you know, turnovers are always a killer, right? And especially when they lead to points or they take away points. The Drake May interception at the end of the half, should that have been a back pylon throw?
It shouldn't have been a flat one. You know what I mean? Obviously, mm-hmm. Just haven't an idea of where that guy.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is and be able to put some air in it, you know. And I think that those are things we have to be able to see, and again, get the spacing that we need, and be able to keep it out of harm's way.
To end a half like that for Drake and come back out and not spiral, I think a lot of fans find that impressive from him, from a young quarterback. Do you see that the mental game is there for Drake, that if he has a bad pass, if he has an interception, that you don't see him spiral out there? He continues to fight.
And again, those are good qualities. We just can't keep testing it over and over and over again. But I do appreciate the resiliency of him and this football team and our ability to continue to fight. And continue to stay in it and compete. It just has to be cleaner so that we're not always in that situation.
Can you coach pocket presence, or is that something that you either have or you don't?
I just think that, you know, you can do some drills and make sure that, you know, we're good with the football, and you have to be able to create a pocket to be able to work through and be able to, you know, transfer up into it and do it with ball security. And then once you know, get going, the journey's probably over, and we have to either get down and be okay to take a loss or be able to get rid of the football in times where it's loose. And again, there's opportunities for guys to finish. I don't know how long the guy is going to be have the football, and that's why we say we have to finish longer than the guy with the ball. And there's a lot of examples of that, and thinking that the play's over, and sometimes the play isn't over. So it's easy to say, well, you got to have better ball security. And it's going to be really easy for me to say we have to finish longer than the guy with the ball, because we didn't on numerous occasions.
Giant nuts on you going for it on fourth down early in that game.
Just trying to figure out ways to help us. And, you know, we've done pretty well in short yardage lately. First week wasn't too good. Last 2 weeks have been good. So, you know, feel good about some of these plays.
As a head coach, when you make that decision, is that to show confidence in your guys? Is that a part of the decision-making for you?
I just think it's that we can get these and that we have to have an attitude that we're going to be decisive and aggressive. And, you know, we put a drive together and then unfortunately it ends the way that it ended. And I think it's a balance of, you know, where you're at in the game and trying to jumpstart it and let these guys take ownership of it.
Mike, I saw this stat when I was watching the game. I don't know how accurate it was, but they said that you guys are the fourth youngest team in the NFL. Does that attribute to maybe some of the close games that you have when you come out on the wrong end of that? Or just guys maybe not having enough experience of situational football under their belt yet?
I mean, we better be used to it. The whole league is this how it's going to be every week.
Mm-hmm.
So take your heart pills and be good in situational football.
Mike, you just got here for all this, but the last 19 games in this building, the Patriots have won 3.
Yeah, I know. That we have to start winning some games here. And we have to give our fans a reason to get behind us. It's got to be an advantage. I'm not going to start figuring out why. I mean, I have quick answers from yesterday. But we have to, that's the formula. You have to win games at home, and you have to steal a couple on the road. And we did last week in a division game. And, you know, that's it'll be a good week to get back here and get a win at home.
Is there, I know it's turnovers obviously kill you, but is there anything positive to take away when you have 5 turnovers and you still have a chance to win the football game?
Yeah, I think that you're disappointed. You're not discouraged. That you have to stay hopeful and understand that a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of good third down conversions. There's a lot of good runs. A lot of good defense when we settled down. A lot of 3 and outs. 3 3 and outs. I mean, they gained, I don't know, 80 yards after the first 2. You know, I mean, they really had 3 drives. And, you know, I thought we tackled better. There was still some missed tackles. But we got off the field on third down for most of the game. I felt like the defense just said, wherever the ball is, we're going to go play defense. And we don't care. And they did that. And I give them credit. Not very good in the red zone, obviously, on either side of the ball. So that'll, again, be a huge emphasis this week.
From listening to you this morning, yesterday, weeks past that you've been on, it's very clear where you stand on penalties. Obviously, there are different types of penalties that a team faces, but undisciplined has been a word that's come up when it comes to this team. Do you feel like you have an undisciplined team? And if you do, how do you, as a head coach, fix it?
I don't know necessarily divine undiscipline. You know, I mean, are we the second guy? Are we throwing punches? I don't think we're the second guy in. I don't think we're, you know, again, we always are in trying to improve our discipline. We worked on, you know, offensively the line of scrimmage, some of the movement that the defense was giving us last week. We worked on that. I thought that was better. Undisciplined and grabbing a tight end and using poor technique. I don't know if that's undisciplined, not being very good.
Mike, one of the things that coming into the season I looked at is your running back room, and I think you have like 3 really good players there. And it's all about confidence, and we've seen some fumbles from Gibson and Stevenson and, you know, some pass protection issues from Henderson. What's your confidence level in that group?
Well, we've also seen a lot of really big plays, too. Mm-hmm. So, got to take care of the football. And when we have a guy to protect, we have to be able to go and block him. But we've also seen a lot of big plays from that room, too. So it goes hand in hand. And when you lose, it sucks, and we don't realize that they made some big plays. And when you win, we'll tell everybody about the big play. So my job is to focus on both of those, and actually the good, the bad, and the stuff that gets you beat. We know that the turnovers are going to get you beat, and missed blocks are got to get fixed, and then remind them of all the good stuff and breaking tackles and catching the ball and getting X plays and returning the kickoffs for 100 yards and all those other stuff.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to work at it, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Mm-hmm. I really do.
All right.
No,
great.
No,
it was good seeing you Saturday.
No cayenne. No cayenne pepper shots.
No,
today.
No, no.
Your hands are so smooth.
Yeah, no celebration.
You're a blocking on block. Like,
no, it doesn't block. It's for catching.
It's smooth.
It's like they're for catching. That's why they never took me out of goal line.
Did you enjoy Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was really nice. Yeah, that was well done. That was both of those guys. I told Jules before the game, I saw him as I was walking out. I said, hey, remember, halftime's only 13 minutes, okay? So if you have a speech. Halftime's only 13 minutes.
I was like, where's the
But it was really, I thought both of them did a really good job.
I thought they were going to stop playing music when Jules was giving his speech, like, on the Oscar.
Like the Oscar, the walk-off like music?
Well, he went a long time.
The lights back there flashing.
Yeah. He went a long time with his speech. It was a great one.
But he did, yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, okay. Parcells was quick. He was in and out.
You know? Says a lot coming from you. Something went long.
Yeah. I might have done the same thing.
They
have to start yours in the morning.
Yeah, believe that.
All right.
I don't think we'll have to worry about his speech.
All right. No, don't have to worry about Wiggy's
speech. No rain jacket for me.
All right. There he is, the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, on this show every Monday. And the conversation with the coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance.
Contributor.
Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots, and we will be back and get leads underway next from Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.